You're listening to Innovating Infrastructure, where we showcase new and emerging technology-based solutions to the world's infrastructure challenges. I'm Monica Bennett, and I'll be your host for this 10-part series, which is presented to you by the Global Infrastructure Hub. Each podcast episode will be a 25-minute interview with emerging entrepreneurs from the top 10 finalists of our InfraChallenge Innovation Competition. InfraChallenge gives startups and innovators the opportunity to present their technology-based solutions to the world. This year, it's being supported by the Italian G20 presidency, and the competition is focused on solutions for better and more resilient infrastructure. Don't miss our virtual InfraChallenge final event on Thursday, the 16th of September. You can find out more and register on our website at gihub.org. Join me for innovating infrastructure and discover technology solutions that are transforming infrastructure for the better. Today, to talk about an innovative solution to make railways more circular and sustainable, I'm excited to welcome Emanuele Occhipinto, the Vice President of GreenRail. GreenRail is an Italian technology company and one of the top 10 finalists of InfraChallenge 2021. As the world approaches a critical stage in the climate transition, there is a rapidly growing need to make infrastructure more sustainable and circular. A recent study indicates that the 1.5-degree Paris Agreement target can only be achieved by combining renewables and energy efficiency with other approaches such as the circular economy. As infrastructure consumes more than half of the world's materials, building more circular infrastructure can play a role in achieving the climate transition. Our guest today, Emanuele from GreenRail, will talk about a circular infrastructure solution for the rail industry. GreenRail has developed a sustainable railway sleeper made of recycled rubber and plastic derived from urban waste. Now let's get into the interview. Enjoy! Today, it's great to have Emanuele Occhipinto, Vice President of the GreenRail Group, to tell us about the circular economy solution for the rail sector. Emanuele, thanks for joining us.
Hello, Monica. Thanks for inviting me.
I was immediately excited when I came across your technology because it addresses the circular economy for infrastructure, which is actually a key priority for the Hub and for the G20 this year. So can you tell us a little bit more about your product?
Sure, Monica. GreenRail is a sleeper, is a sustainable sleeper that is made with an outer shell in plastic and rubber recycle and an inner core in pre-stressed concrete.
Great. And just going back to basics for those who aren't terribly familiar with the rail sector, can you explain where on the railway you would find a railway sleeper and what does it do?
I'm sure that almost all of you already have seen it one time in life as sleepers. In the past, they were made in the wooden, in the middle of the rail. And now 90% of the market is composed by concrete sleepers, and then are entering now in the market the sustainable sleepers. We are the only sustainable sleepers that can be a substitute of the concrete one. It means only for the high-speed lines.
In your pitch, you mentioned several benefits from having these recycled railway sleepers, such as reduced noise, vibration, better resistance to shocks. You also mentioned a reduction in maintenance cost of 40%. So can you tell us a little bit more about these benefits and how this comes about as a result of your product?
Sure. We can summarize that the benefits of GreenRail are three: technical, economical, and environmental. The technical one is that GreenRail reduces the noise and vibration. It can arrive to reduce the noise and vibration up to the 30% compared to concrete one. It reduces also the ballast pulverization. The ballast are the stones that are below the sleeper. It has a better lateral resistance, lateral displacement, and higher electrical insulation. And it can resist a really high temperature and a really low temperature, minus 50, plus 50. And it can resist the phenomenon of freezing and freezing. And it has a longer lifespan, almost 2 times compared to the concrete one. All these technical benefits are economical benefits because reducing the ballast pulverization, reducing the noise, reducing the phenomenon of freezing and freezing, and having a longer lifespan, it can arrive to have a saving cost for maintenance up to 40%. And also the environmental benefits are really important because we use 35 tons of plastic from urban waste, end-of-life tires, rubber for each kilometer. And also each kilometer compared to the traditional one, traditional sleepers, we have a reduction of CO2 emission up to 30%. All these data, all these tests are certified by the qualified test researcher by the National Railway Company, accredited by the Italian National Railway Company. according to EU technical specification.
So a savings of 40% on maintenance costs is a hugely substantial saving given the level of expenditure that railway companies often have in operating and maintaining their assets. So what does 40% savings look like in actual dollars, and what impact can this potentially have on the overall O&M budget?
We have to consider the maintenance cost is one of the highest costs that each railway company has in their balance. So saying that we can arrive to reduce up to 40% of the cost of maintenance, we are saying that we are able to allow to the national railway company to reduce really $100 billion.
Is that on a per year basis?
Yes.
And do you have a CapEx saving as well? So you mentioned that your railway sleeper is also less expensive than conventional railway sleepers.
We have to enter, if I can, a bit deeply to analyze this question, because each market has a different railway sleeper and each market has a different technical specification. So it means that each market has a different entry price for the sleepers. We have some market that we have an entry price that is lower, 10-15% lower, like in Italy. We have other market where we have entry price that is higher. Normally, our entry price is higher, but if you consider the life cycle cost of the product and considering all the benefits and also just considering only the lifespan of the product, we have a reduction of the final cost of the sleeper compared to the concrete one that is 15-20% less.
So I know that the railway sector is very conservative when it comes to safety, so they take safety very seriously. Do any of these technical specifications pose a barrier to entry for you into some of those markets?
It's not the technical specification a barrier. The barrier is a really complex market that to enter and to start to sell a product, you have to have your own plant. You have to have some investors that believe in you and invest in your company. And as soon as you have your plant, you have to start your production and ask for the homologation of the product for that market. Consider that each market has a different sleeper. So also in Europe, we have different sleeper. It means that in Italy, we use a kind of sleeper that are different than the sleeper that uses France, that are different from the sleeper that uses Spain, and so on. So we'll arrive to unify technical specification in the coming years. But right now, each country, their own technical specification. So that is the main difficulty, the main barrier. So that if you want to be a global company, you need to have a really high CapEx capacity.
Indeed. So why is innovation needed in this area? Why is your solution important to the sector?
The solution is really important for the sector because in general, the economy is going through the green solution. And this is the only solution that in the railway sector that allowed to recycle two products that are really dangerous for the nature and are really complicated to recycle. We are talking about plastic and we are talking about rubber.
And I guess from a circular economy perspective, there's also that jobs element. So you would also be creating new kinds of enterprise in terms of recycling and reuse of some of those waste products. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and how you found that's had an impact in that particular area?
If you talk about circular economy, we are talking of a product that practically, let me say, a never-ending life. And you can recycle product when the end of life is arrived. And Green Rail has that characteristic because when you finish the life of the product, you remove the line after 50 years. You remove the Green Rail lines from the lines. You can recycle a part of that Green Rail sleepers with the new powder of plastic and rubber. And of course, the concrete are already recycled. Also, when you realize the new powder, the new outer shell, you can use a minimal percentage of the old Green Rail sleepers to produce the new one. So it's a perfectly circular economy product.
And how have you found sourcing some of those recycled plastics and recycled rubber? Has it been quite easy to find suppliers for that kind of material?
Right now, it looks quite easy. In the next future, I guess that it could be more complicated because it will be the new, let me say, goal. But right now, it's also our business model, and that we are eager to help each country where we go to install the plant. An example, if we install a plant in Australia, of course, we don't import plastic rubber from other countries. That's a benefit for a land. That is a benefit for a country. We will use that plastic from urban waste and that end-of-life tires to realize the product in that country. To answer your question, right now it's not complicated to find the materials. And in some countries that are not so evolved in this field, we can import, but just to import the know-how and to be able then to recycle in that country, because our goal is to create independent plant in each country.
What environmental impact does your product have, given that it's circular in nature? So what is the impact on waste plastic, waste rubber, and carbon emissions?
Green Rail has, in the environmental benefit, has several benefits compared to the concrete one. The main one is that has a reduction of CO2 emission up to the 30-35%, and also that allow to reuse 35 tons of plastic and rubber recycle for each kilometer of Green Rail lines.
In addition to these environmental benefits, I see that you also have some exciting R&D projects in the pipeline, such as the integration of renewable generation technologies into the sleeper. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? I think that sounds really interesting.
Thank you, Monica, for the question. We know the railway lines as something that is passive, that are used only for the train when it has to pass over. But we wanted to revolutionary this kind of concept. So the lines is not something passive, but we would like to transform this line that extended for billion and billion of kilometers worldwide in something active. And if you put a solar panel on the lines of Green Rail, you have a kind of infinity green solar field, so that you transform something that it was passive in something that is allowed to produce energy. Because you have to consider the Green Rail sleeper as a box. Thanks to the outer shell, it can contain objects. And a solar panel is an object. But if we go forward, we can allow to also to include inside the sleepers some elements. These elements can be systems, can be Wi-Fi, can the predictive system for the maintenance, etc. So we can arrive to have a smart sleepers, a limit power by a solar panel that can predict all the data that are useful for the maintenance, or useful for the Wi-Fi, to trace how many trains passed, or also for the weather, everything. And to read the system, it's really easy. We are in an R&D phase for what we call Green Rail Solar. We already realized some prototypes, and we already put on field these prototypes. We install it in Italy, and they are working. The next step is to integrate these sleepers that we call Green Rail Solar with a smart element, smart system, that we call this kind of sleepers Green Rail Link Box.
What type of projects are you targeting? Would the railway sleeper be primarily used on new railway projects? At what point are you called upon to provide these kind of railway sleepers?
Our target are both new project and also the maintenance project, because also the maintenance is a really high numbers of kilometers each year. And our target is to dialogue with railway company, also general contractor that won the tender offer the maintenance of the new lines, but also some investors that would like to take the license and to open Green Rail in some country.
And do you find that the market for some of those new railway projects, are they in developed or emerging markets, or primarily in emerging markets?
Both. The timing are, of course, different, but in Europe, there are several new projects. In US, in the United States, there are several new projects. The Texas Dallas is a new line that's really important. Australia, China. It's in the world each year are several new projects that starts in the railway sector.
It seems that Green Rail has had plenty of success and has a good track record at the moment with railway sleepers. So what do you feel is the biggest challenge that's facing you at the moment?
The most complicated challenge is to transform a good idea that everyone loves to a company that able to realize several kilometers of the rail lines. That is more difficult for a startup, to transform the idea in a startup and then a startup in a company. It's our best goal.
How do you feel InfraChallenge is helping you address some of those challenges?
First of all, it helps us to enter in contact with one of the most important construction producers in the world, Acciona. And for us, that we are a startup that would like to be a big company and enter in contact and be selected with Acciona, it was a big honor for us. And the chance to allow to Blue Rail to be globally known with all the technical characteristics, of course, is one of the main factors.
So through InfraChallenge, you've been partnered with a mentor from Acciona, and I'm sure you're deriving lots of really great information and insight through that mentorship. Is there anything that you find has been particularly valuable in terms of the information that you've received thus far? Anything that you'd like to share with our audience?
Just to talk with one of the most important company in the world and hear that it was interesting to better understand how does it work, the product, and maybe to understand if there are some chance to collaborate in the future. Just that it's enough.
And was there any great advice that they provided you with that was an eye-opener for you?
Don't give up.
Yes, of course. I think we all adopt that kind of mentality at the Hub as well.
Yes, especially in this period.
Yeah, absolutely. What inspired you to create this product?
The product is not created by me, but by the president, Giovanni. Giovanni invented rail when it was 25. At the time, it was enrolled at university. It was studying law, but he realized immediately that was not fit to be a lawyer. And he started to work to his father's company that it was in charge for the maintenance of the railway lines. And starting from there, he understood that the sleepers can be improved. We have to go back and give you some information about that, how it started. In the high-speed line, the sleepers has below a pad that is called under-sleeper pad. This under-sleeper pad, it's really important to reduce the noise and the vibration. And first of all, it's the cost that it's really high of this under-sleeper pad. The lifespan, it's really low, because after 5 years, practically it doesn't exist anymore, but the lifespan of the sleepers is longer. And he started from there to understand how to create a sleeper that can be able to have a better benefit. And from there, he started to imagine a sleeper made only with plastic. But the problem with that sleeper is that it has a weight that is not enough to be able to be substitute of the concrete sleeper for the high-speed lines. The normal weight of the plastic one is 150 kilos, and the weight required for the high-speed, when I say high-speed is over 250 kilometers per hour, it's more than 350 kilos. So we have that weight. So he started from that necessity to create a product that can be substitute for the concrete sleeper for the high-speed line. And here we are, and he invented the rail.
Great. And how did you get involved with the company?
We were friends, and I'm a lawyer, and I was involved in a company that helped the company get money from European institution. And I helped Blue Rail to get financed and to get, we applied to several prizes, to several awards, to several competitions. And we won. Then I decided to enter officially in the company because I really believe in the project since the beginning.
What type of projects is Green Rail targeting? Are you primarily targeting new projects or upgrade projects, maintenance projects, all of the above? And where do you see the growth opportunity for Green Rail?
The targeting of Green Rail are both the new line project and also maintenance project. Of course, When we talk about new land project, we are talking about more extended, more kilometers. But we have to consider that every year, around of 5% of the all the kilometers of all railway lines are substitute. So also that market, it's really important. So our target is new lines and the maintenance line.
Okay, interesting. And in terms of the growth opportunity, do you see it more in developed economies or emerging economies or equally in both?
Both are equal because both in emerging countries and in also in consolidated economy are project really interesting that several hundred of kilometers of new lines every year.
What's next for Green Rail? Where are you going next?
Easy question. Thank you. In our mind, the next is to consolidate the financial structure of the company and to do a strong alliance. And that it means that it's a, maybe it's a joint venture or whatever with infrastructure company that has a global vision that allow us to better penetrate, better enter in other countries. In the coming years, our target is to enter in the stock market.
Emanuele, thank you so much for your time today. It was great to talk to you about Green Rail. Great to have a circular economy technology as well in Infra Challenge. All the best with the competition and also with the opportunity with Acciona.
Thank you very much.
Find out more about this technology and other top 10 finalists of Infra Challenge 2021 at infrachallenge.gihub.org. Also, don't miss the virtual Infra Challenge final event on Thursday, the 16th of September. Join us and watch the top 10 make their final pitch to become the Infra Challenge 2021 winner. Register to attend at gihub.org. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Monica Bennett from the Global Infrastructure Hub, and you've been listening to Innovating Infrastructure.